Shalom to all. Today's office Cholon Daf Peches. We're starting about the 10th line of the two dots of the Kofar LeMishnah. Today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mem Shar Bas Miyakim Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah said Damanitas V'Shal Sakan V'Chulu. We had a Machlekes at the end of the Mishnah. Let's say blood spritched far away from the animal, or there was still blood left on the Shechita knife. The Chum and Tanakam the Mishnah said that it has to be covered. Or Zebuda said if there's other blood that was already covered, this blood doesn't have to be covered. Says the Gemara Tanabon. We have a Braisa V'Kisahu. When the pasuk says he shall cover it, that tells us that even blood that spritched away or that's still on the knife, that it has to be covered. Whereas Amar Bihu, he tells us, Amasai, what is that? Bizman she'ein shom dam elhu. That's if that's only blood. Afal miyesh shom dam shalayhu. But if there's other blood besides for this, patam l'chasos, so this blood that's spritched away or that's still on the knife doesn't have to be covered. Now, Tani Idach, we have another braisa, somewhat similar. V'kiso, the pasuk says, Malamas teaches us, shakal dam echayv l'chasos, that all the blood has to be covered. Mikan Amar from they said, damanitas shalak apayim, chayv l'chasos, the blood that's spritched away or that's still on the agapayim, which literally means the banks, like the banks of a river. But over here, it's talking about the wall of the animal's neck where the shechita was. Blood over there also needs to be covered. Arushim Gamliel, here's another shita, but Medrash Marim, what is it said? Shalai kisa dam hanefesh. That's only if he didn't cover dam hanefesh. Dam hanefesh is the blood that comes out right away after shechita. Aval kisa dam hanefesh, but if he covered the dam hanefesh, patam l'chasos, he doesn't have to cover this other blood. Ask more of Mike Miflegi. What's the machlokes over here? We have three different shitas, Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda, and Arushim Gamliel. So what are they arguing in? The answer is Rabbanan, sorry, Rabbanan hold that when the pasuk says damai, it's blood, that tells us kol damai, all the blood has to be covered. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda suffer, he holds damai, it's blood, means afilu mikzas damai, even just some of the blood has to be covered. Whereas Rishim Gamliel suffer, he holds damai hamiyochid. When it says it's blood, that means the unique blood, and that's referring to dam nefesh, the blood with which its nefesh leaves it, and only that needs to be covered. And continue on, the Mishnah says bamem chasin uvama in mechasin. With what are we allowed to cover, and with what are we not allowed to cover? What is allowed to be used for kisoy? So mechasin bezevel hadak ubachal hadak. We're allowed to cover with fine zevel, which is dung or fine sand, besid ubacharses with lime, and charses, which is pottery that's crushed up and ground up, and also with a brick or magufa, which is the earthenware cover of a barrel. Both of these, if they were crushed up, but no covering. Now with thicker, coarse dung or sand, not with a brick or the cover of a barrel that wasn't crushed up. Also, one can't just take a kli, some sort of vessel, something like that, and just turn it over the blood. Now, Rishim Gamliel said a rule: anything that one is able to grow something in, he could plant a seed in it, and it's going to grow, then he could use that for kisui. But if it's not able to grow something in it, he can't cover with it. Says the Gemara, what's the case of chaladak? It's very fine sand. The yotzer, the potter, when he's making his clay stuff and his pots and whatnot, he uses this fine sand. If he doesn't need to crush it up beforehand, so that's considered dak, it's considered fine. Now, Vekin Masin La Seifa, some taught this in the Seifa of the Mishnah, which had said, Aval ein mechasin loy bezevel hagas, loy bechal hagas, no covering with coarse dung or coarse sand. So what's considered coarse sand? That's if the potter has to crush it up in order to be able to use it. As for my benayu, what's the practical difference between these two understandings? The answer is the nafkamina is regarding sand that does but doesn't really need to be crushed up, meaning it could just be crumbled with a person's hand. So according to the first shita, that any sand that does not need to be crushed is considered dak, that's fine. So that which needs to be just crumbled, that's considered dak, it's considered fine because it doesn't need to be crushed. As opposed to in the second way of understanding on the safe of the Mishnah, any sand that does require ksisha crushing is considered dak, so this that could be crumbled is still considered in that category and would not be able to be used. We continue discussing Tanabon Weaver Brysa. The pasuk says, v'chiso, and he shall cover it. You might think he'd be allowed to cover it just with stones or take a kli and turn it over it. Tamalim, so the pasuk says, but offer should be in dirt. Now, I would only know from here that he has to use dirt. I don't know he's allowed to use fine dung or fine sand. Stones that he ground up or pottery that he ground up, una aris peshtandaka, or fine scrapings of flax. This is basically all the little pieces of flax that come off during the combing and the processing. Pechasom beis on top, una aris shacharashandaka, and fine sawdust, vesid vacharses, and lime and clay, ulvein mugufashakshon, and brick and a cover of a barrel that was crushed. How do we know those could be used? So the pasuk says, vechiso, and he shall cover it. And the way we're understanding is that the pasuk did not say, veshafach his damai, ubeafar yichasenu. Rather, it says, vechisohu beafar. And therefore, we can stop after the word vechisohu, which is mashma, you could cover it with anything. Now, Yochashim Marba, you might think I'm include the following as well, because since vichisohu means that I could cover it with something other than dirt, so maybe even avzevel hagas, vechal hagas, coarse dung and sand, ushchikas kli matchois, and crushed up metal kalim, ulvein mugufa shalok sashon, and a brick and a cover of a barrel that was not crushed up, vekamach vasubun mursan, and flour and bran and coarse bran, you might think that I'm allowed to use that. So, I'm learning, that's why the pasuk says, be'afar, only with dirt and not with these things. So, we ask, why is it seeming to you to include the things we said are allowed to be used and to exclude the things we said are not allowed to be used? used. The answer is Achshri Bakasav Umiyat. Now the pasuk had a riboy, which is a big inclusion, and then it had a miyat, which is a limitation. Marbe Neseilu, I include these, Shahin Min Afar, because they're considered like dirt. Umaytan Neseilu, by exclude the other things, Shahin Min Afar, they're not considered dirt. Ask more why. Ema, why didn't I say Vikisahu, Klal, that the word Vikisahu shall cover it is a generalization, and then when it says Afar Prat, that's a specification. So Klal Uprat, we first have a Klal, then a Prat, in Bechal, Masha Uprat. I would say that the only thing that's included in the Klal is whatever's listed in the Prat, and therefore I learn Afar in Midechrin Aloy. Only dirt's allowed to be used for Kisui, and not anything else. Nothing, zero. And so Amar of Mari, he answers, Mishum to have a Klal, it's Sarach Leprat. That's because this unique situation, the Klal actually needs the Prat. That's because if we just had the Klal that says Vechisahu, that'd be Mashma that I'm allowed to turn a Kli over it. And therefore I have to have the Prat to be able to qualify somewhat what the Klal is referring to. And we have a rule of a Chol Klal, Hatzarach Leprat, Ein Don Arsay B'Klal Leprat. Any Klal that actually needs the Prat can't be learned as a regular Klal Leprat, and therefore more things other than just plain dirt are included. And we continue discussing Darshav Nachman Bar Avchizda, Ein Mechasen El B'Darv Shezarin Boyu Matzmiach. One's allowed to do Kisoy with something that you could plant something in and it will grow, it will sprout. Now Amar Rava, he commented on this, Hi Burcha, this is not true, that's not correct. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rava, Rav Nachman Yitzchak told Rava, My Burcha say, what's the problem with it? Anam Risa Niyalei, I said it to him, Ume Hamas Nisa Amri Niyalei. I said it based off the following Braisa. Hoy Machem Nibar, a person's going in the desert, Ve'ein Loi Ofer L'Chasois, he doesn't have any dirt to cover with. Shechik Dinner Zav M'Chasa, he could crush up a golden dinner and use that for Kisui. And Hoy Machem Besfina, if a person's going in a boat, Ve'ein Loi Ofer L'Chasois, he doesn't have any dirt to do Kisui Adam. Sarif Talisoi M'Chasa, he could burn a garment of his, take the ash, and use that for Kisui. Nebishlam Sarif Talisoi M'Chasa, it's all good that he's able to burn his garment and use that for Kisui. That's because Ashkan Eifer the Ikri Ofer. We find that ashes are called dirt. And therefore, that's something that you could be Zairea by, you could plant in, and it will grow because it's considered offer, it's considered dirt. And we're going to see the source for that in just a minute. Ella dinner zav minolan. But what about a golden dinner? What does that have to do with planting in it? How is that called dirt? And so Ramzeri answers, the pasuk tells us, va'afre zahav loy, and it had earth of gold, so we see that even gold is considered offer to some extent. And we continue discussing this Tanabon Wave Brysa. Im chasen ella ba'afar divr beshamai. Beshamai says, we're only allowed to cover just with dirt. Now, Bezhil, he says, matzinu efer shakari afar. We find that ashes are called dirt, and this is what we had just said before. Shemar the pasuk says, "V'lokhula tamei ma'afar sreifas v'goymer," and they shall take for the tamei one some of the earth of the burning. Now this is referring to paraduma when it's burned. So we take its ashes and we mix it with water and sprinkle it on either people or kelim that are tamei. Now we're really taking ashes, which is afer, but the pasuk calls it afar with an ayin, not with an aleph. So we see that ashes are called dirt. Asking Rabbi Shammai, how would they understand this? They would explain, "Afar sreifa ikri." This is called the earth of burning, but afar stama la ikri. These ashes are not called just plain afar, and you have to use plain afar, plain dirt for kisoy. And Tana was taught in Braisa, Hesifa Alein, they added on to them, meaning there's more things that are allowed to be used. Hashachar, this is like ground up coal. Vakachel, this is eye makeup of sorts. Minikras Pisulin, and that which was scraped off of millstones. Basically, this is like some sort of dust which was stuck to the millstone after grinding grain. And Vyesha Armafa Zarnich, some say even Zarnich, which Rashi translates as or piment. More about dirt and ashes. Amravi tells us, Pisrasha Amar Avram Ravinu, Vanachi Afar Efer, as a schar for what Avram Ravinu had said, that I'm Afar and Efer, I'm dirt and ashes. So his children, meaning Am Yisrael, they were zechut two mitzvahs, Efer para ve'afar saita, the Efer, the ashes of the para aduma, and the dirt of the saita. A saita is the one who is suspected of infidelity to her husband. She gets brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and as part of the process, she has to drink water that has dirt mixed into it. Ask the Gemara of Lechshav Nami Afar Kisui Adam, why don't we also count the dirt of Kisui Adam? That should be considered a mitzvah that they were zechut to because of this. The answer is that no, Hasam Hechshar Mitzvah Ika Hana Aleka. Over there, there's a Hechshar Mitzvah, which over here is translated as there's a mitzvah, a person's Yaitse mitzvah when he does Kisui Adam, but Hana Aleka, there's no Hana. What does it mean there's no Hana? So these two mitzvahs that we just mentioned, Afer Para and Afar Saita, actually have a real benefit in this world. When a person or his Kalim are Tamei Meis, so when he gets sprinkled on with the ashes of the Para Aduma, he becomes Tahar. So that's a real physical benefit in this world. And the same thing with the Saita, when she drinks the water and everything turns out okay, so that brings Shalom and Ishla Ishtai, and she's even have many blessings afterwards. And so that's also a real Hana in this world, as opposed to Kisui Adam, which is a wonderful mitzvah, but there's no real physical practical benefit in this world. We have something similar from Rav also said, Bischash Amar Avram Ravinu, as the Schar that Avram Ravinu said, on top, if from a thread until a shoelace, as what he had told Melch Sadaim after he had won the war with the four kings single-handedly, and he basically got back everything that they had captured, so the king of Sadaim said that he should keep everything. Avram told him, no, I'm not taking anything, not from a thread to a shoelace. So B'schus said he said that, his children were zeichet to two mitzvahs, the thread of tcheles, and the strap of tfilin, because tzreichnal is really a shoe strap, not a shoelace. So we have the same question. We understand Ritzuah tfilin, there's some sort of practical benefit, because if it says in the pasuk, "V'ro kol ame arz kishem Hashem nikra alecha," and all the nations of the world are going to see the name of Hashem is called on you, and matanu of a bris, or blessed our God, and where He tells us, "Elu tefillin shabaroish," is referring to tefillin that are on the head. The nations see the tefillin and they become fearful because of it. El halacha shel tcheles mahi? What about the tcheles on the tzitzes? Why does that bring a practical benefit in this world? And the answer is the time you have a brisa. Rameir tells us, why specifically tcheles from all other colors? Why not take some other color? Why specifically tcheles? And the answer is because tcheles demel yam. Tcheles is like the color of the sea. V'yam demel rukia, and the sea is like the color of the sky. V'rukia demel even sapir, and the sky is like the sapphire stone. V'even sapir demel kisa akavod, and the sapphire stone is like the kisa akavod, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's throne, if you will. Shenemar the pasuk says, "Vayuris el kei Yisrael v'sachas ragel v'gaimer," and they saw the kei Yisrael. What was it under Hashem's feet? Kaviyachol k'masei livnas hasapir k'etzam hashemayim l'toyhar. It was like sapphire brickwork, like the essence of the shemayim purity. And so we clearly see that there's a connection between the shemayim and sapir and sapphire. And what does the pasuk say? K'mari even sapir demos kisei, that the even sapir, the sapphire stone, is like the throne. As now working this all through from the beginning, tchilos is from the chilazon, which is from the sea, and it's also the same color as the sea, which is like the heavens, which is like the even sapir, which is like the kisei. And when Hashem looks at his kisei, he's reminded of this mitzvah that we do, which is keneged all the mitzvahs. We're time for the day and pick up tomorrow, going back to discuss Avram Avinu for a little bit and his conversation with Melchizedek, like we mentioned before. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.